Yes.
Don't wanna waste my time or a single dime on something high and dry. I love stalking fish and ripping lips. I love to spend my life out on the water.
You are listening to Gone Outdoor Radio on KWSN in Sioux Falls, KFJO, the Mighty 790, Ian Fargo, Scotty Brewer, Kyle Agri. And we're going to have a guest on our show that we've never had before. You know, we have so many different people on that this does happen from time to time. But after doing this for 7 years, it gets tougher and tougher to find people that we've never had on. We have Nick Lindner. He is a content creator, fishing content creator. He fishes more than he honestly should be able to, in my book, although I wish I could fish as much as he does. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm doing really good. So, yeah, it's always one of those balances. It's like, you know, you fish a lot, but it's never as much as you want to. So.
Yes, yes. I believe I can say that. I believe you can say that. And I believe every one of our listeners can say that. You know, this year we're going to talk ice fishing. And for the most part, it's been a pretty good ice season. You know, the weather was better early on as far as temperatures than a lot of people expected. We've had blurts of snow off and on. Now we've got a lot of snow. But that ice isn't going away. We're going to have an extended ice season this year. We got potential to be fishing through all of April, most of April. And depending on what happens in parts of the state, you might even be able to get out on the ice in early May. What is the latest? What's the latest that you've ever ice fished?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like it was probably when I went up north, way, way north, up in Canada. And that was, I don't know, five years ago, maybe. Okay. And that was, that was for lake trout and burbot. And I think that was like April 15th or something. And well, they still
I'm pretty
had
sure you're
so much
beat
ice
that
then.
This year. Pretty
yeah,
sure
probably.
So there's right now in Minnesota, there's a lot of guys chasing panfish. You can still chase burbot, I believe, tulipies. You're a diehard panfish guy. If guys want to get out, and there's still a lot of time, get out on the ice, go chase some panfish around. You know, there's opportunities where you can get your boat out too if you want to drive a little bit. But mm-hmm. if you don't want to do that yet, then you still don't want the ice season to go away and you want to go chase some crappies, where should guys be looking now? Or I assume those fish have moved out of the basins.
Yeah, you know, I've found that, you know, you can find them in the basins for quite a while. But, like, for the most part, like, if you want to get in on the best bites, to me, it's just, like, what are those adjacent feeding flats? And a lot of the lakes that I like to fish that ends up being weeds. So if you actually can find weeds at this point, and this is obviously very, very late in the game, those can be some of the very, very best bites. And, you know, I don't care if it's deep water or ultra shallow. If you're talking crappie specifically, like, this is a really cool time for, just kind of like drilling out a big flat and doing sort of the dipping technique where, you just kind of drop your bait in the hole and, just kind of jiggle it for a little bit there and then jump to a different hole if nothing comes and bites it, which just, you know, those crappies are just cruising around right under the ice, over the tops of those weeds. And that can be a cool bite. I'm a big fan of that one.
Hey, Nick, you talked about drilling out an area. For years, that was very popular. Go out, drill out an area. And now with forward-facing sonar, it seems like people have slowed down on that. I'm not going to drill a bunch of holes until I find the fish on my forward-facing sonar. But it seems like as we move forward in this forward-facing sonar stuff, people are realizing that maybe that's not best either, because if you go where the fish are and you drill holes, you're going to scatter them. A lot of the times you're going to scatter on them. So I love your advice to just go out and just drill out an entire area and then move around from there.
Yeah, I mean, if you are talking that classic basin crappie bite, I do think you can get away with just popping that one hole and looking around and being like, okay, looks like they're over there, like 60 feet away. Let's put another hole there. And it's deep enough, you know, that those fish aren't necessarily going to scatter. But, you know, once we get late in the season like this, and those fish have moved up into shallower water, I mean, you have to drill out the area before. And ideally, I mean, I've definitely seen times where you drill out the area and the fish kind of vacate it for a little bit. But if it is a good, if it is a good spot with like good fish holding characteristics, like they'll come back into the area and then you'll kind of be ready to just kind of, you know, kind of hop around and sort of hole hop within the area, trying to track down the fish that are just kind of roaming around throughout the flat.
So as we get into some of the later season here on the ice, you know, I know length of day has increased significantly. The water temperature, you know, I know it's still frozen, but I know we're getting closer and closer to that open water season. Is our choice of lures, is our choice of techniques going to be different up in the shallows, Nick, versus what we chased them with out in the basin?
Well, I think the biggest key for me is just like the activity level changes a lot. So just naturally that's going to sort of change what you're able to use. And then, you know, if you're talking about a dramatic depth change, you know, you don't necessarily have to use baits that are as heavy to kind of get down there quick before the fish move on. So, you know, with that being said, you could go bigger or smaller based on those, two things. But, typically what I'm doing is I'll have like a bigger profile. I'll have like a spoon or something. And, you know, well, if we're still talking about crappies, like, you know, I'll just use like a classic vertical spoon, and just kind of work it in place. And, you know, if they're being really fussy and it seems like I am marking some fish, I'll downsize the tungsten. And that's just like a classic recipe, nothing, you know, earth shattering there. But
so Nick,
yeah, I mean,
we talked to a lot of our guests about whether or not they use, you know, the last number of years, artificials, especially plastics, have really, really made inroads in the ice fishing game. But there's still a lot of people that are still diehard with some type of live bait. Do you tip this time of year, are you tipping with plastics or are you still using wax worms and that kind of thing?
Are we still on the topic of panfish?
Yes.
Okay. If specifically for panfish, I mean, for me, I really don't think you need it at all for crappies, because those fish are just moving around and very, very quickly they're going to make a decision on whether or not they're going to come in and bite your bait. At least that's what I see on a lot of the bites that I'm on. But bluegills are like a totally different thing. And I've seen days where this time of year where you'll get more bites on meat. And I've seen more days. And then I've seen days where, you know, you think it's going to be a tough bite and you've got your meat out and you just can't get them to bite. And then you switch to artificials. And for some reason, they just want to bite, you know, a little plastic. So that's kind of my thought with bait this time of year.
That's awesome. So you had talked about when I asked you about bait, you said with panfish. What about other species this time of year? Burbot, I assume you're going to be using some type of a live bait.
Oh, for sure with burbot. Yeah, no, it's kind of fun. The name of the game with burbot is like, how much bait can you possibly get onto a treble hook or a jig? So yeah, like tons of bait for burbot. With lake trout, I don't necessarily use bait very often, but this is a really fun time of year to chase lake trout. And, you know, there's a bunch of different things you can do with them, but I don't usually use bait. Walleyes, you know, if the season is open where you're fishing, this is definitely a time of the year where you can start upsizing back up to your bigger baits and different, like, hard baits and stuff and glide baits and whatnot. Like, I'm not typically going to tip them this time of year, yep. You know, where I might have midwinter. But, you know, that's kind of a basic rundown.
All right, we're talking with Nick Lindner. Nick, thank you very much for coming on Gone Outdoors today. We really appreciate your insight into this late ice season.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Definitely enjoyed it.
All right, stick around. We'll be back with more outdoor talk after the short break.
I love stalking fish and ripping lips. Yeah, I love to spend my life